هاتي يرجمه.
Okay, thank you. So mem dalid, kitzur shulchan aruch simen mem dalid, siv hey. Afilu loy achar rak kezayis pas tzorach levarach birchas hamazon. Even if you only eat a kezayis of pas, you need to make birchas hamazon. Now, that's midarabbanan. Midaraisa, you only chayim birchas hamazon if you're full. So like, the what would be in the dafkamina? If somebody's mesupik, whether he benched. So if you are not full, which I don't think I've ever been full in my life, which is not a good thing, right, then it would be a suffix. But if you're full, then it's a deraisa. Right? Now, we already discussed by Natilas Yadayim that really you're supposed to, if you're making a bracha Natilas Yadayim, then you should have a kebeya of bread, not a kezayis. Right? Fine. Because that's in order to make a bracha of Natilas Yadayim. So, but bottom line is, if you didn't, you only had a kezayis, you still have to say berachas hamazon. Fine. Vav, lo yivarach ma'umid. You should not make bracha standing up. V'loy mahalacha, not walking. Ela miyushav, you should be sitting. People have to know that. People may come by to see when they're standing. That's not, and certainly benching. Well, he's really talking about brachas hamazon, so I'm sorry. But you should not be benching when you're standing up and not when you're walking, only when you're sitting. And even when a person goes in his house, when he's eating, meaning even if you're walking around and eating, which we already discussed in the last siman or the siman before, that you're not supposed to walk around and eat. But let's say you did, but still you got to sit yourself down when you want to bench. Also, you shouldn't be leaning on anything because that's gaiva. Right? And even by the Seder night on Pesach, even though Haseba is part of the mitzvah, one should not be leaning when they make brachas hamazon.
You can't have like your elbows on the table or something. Let's say you're leaning forward on your chair and
that would be okay.
Arms are
I
on
mean,
the
you
table.
Should. I mean, you should do it with respect. However you would be naive when you're talking to somebody, when you need to look respectful. That's the way it should be. Like when you're talking to the new mechatanim, right? So if you keep your elbows on the table, if your wife's not looking at you, right? So then you could. Then you could bench like that.
I'll let you know the next time I have a meal with them.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
that was from me. Yeah.
That's for all, yeah. Begam, listen, it's a bracha. Begam yuniach ha-koiva b'roisha. You should put your hat on your head. Sheyei moira shamayim alo. That you should have yira shamayim. V'yoira ha-kavono. And you should be moira ha-kavono v'yivorach be'emo v'yira. And you should be moira ha-kavono with emo and yira. V'lo yasa shum dover b'shashu mevorach. And you shouldn't do anything at a time that you're making a bracha. Right? No fiddling around with the silverware and playing with crumbs, etc., etc. None of that. Pure kavana. Zion. I don't know. People don't do this. When you hear people saying harachamans during birchas hamazon, you should answer amen to all of them. If you hear somebody davening or benching klais, or even if it's without Hashem's name, because the rachamans don't have Hashem's name in them, chayiv lanois amen. You're chayiv to answer amen. All right? Okay, so why don't we do this? So the answer is because I don't know what the reason is, but some
really,
say that
you don't usually hear someone benching out loud the rachamans.
Well, that's another thing. Should you bench
it's
out
when
loud?
When you're in your kid's school for the sitter play and they bench out loud.
It's okay. So to a kid's harachah, maybe you don't have to. The question is, should one bench out loud? Because that also makes kavanah. He doesn't say that you have to. And what about benching from a bench? Right? So, I guess if you hear somebody saying it, so if they bench out loud, Then maybe you should. But okay, the Aruch HaShulchan already says it's chayiv is lav dafka. It's a midas chasidus. Okay, it's something that Klai Yisrael seems not to have accepted on themselves. Okay,
no, I was eating at a suda in Eretz Yisrael, and that person asked lead benching, and I said no problem, I'll lead benching. But when I lead benching, I have to do the whole benching out loud. So
that's good.
The host is like, okay, and he benched the whole entire benching out loud.
Okay,
so
that's
people,
great.
And so people that do it.
Did they answer Harachamon out? Did anybody answer the Harachamons?
No, we weren't even thinking to head to the Rachmans because we're just like sitting back and like, okay, this is okay. Guess that's your minhag. We didn't answer, you know, we didn't answer to it.
Interesting. Okay, very good. Ches over b'sham elavar pirkas amazon at shir eko. So let's say it passed the shir eko. The hainu shemaskel lias mean eko means that we had this before. What do you call it? The time that it takes to digest. The hainu shemaskel lias raw, which means once you feel hunger, ain loy takana levar if you cannot make pirkas amazon. And yeshar the shir eko who shav v'chaimish. Some say it's an hour and a fifth, which is otherwise known as 72 minutes. When we call makam the sudas, right? So again, the lechatchila is 72 minutes. If you know it's within 72 minutes, you can still bench. But even if it's after 72 minutes, if you're still feeling full, which means that you don't feel hungry, then you're still allowed to bench. You would be surprised how often this shaila gets asked. I don't know what. I mean, me, I understand I forget to make burn the fushas. That's a common occurrence for me. But benching is a major thing. I don't know, but lots and lots of people forget to bench. We call makam besudas gedaylos. What about a big suda like a chasana? Sometimes you could sit for hours, right? You, for the time you finish the first, let's say you finish the main course, right? And then they have the second dance, and then sometimes a third dance. And by the time you get around to benching, it's more than 72 minutes. So, or you have lots of speeches by Sheva Brachas.
Same thing by the appetizer until you get to the main course even.
Right, it could also be. So, behind the Mnei Gambin time, meaning if you have that situation, behind the Mnei Gambin time, Oiskim B'Shisiyo Parparaz, so usually in between there, you have drinks and you have like appetizers. You shouldn't do this. So there are some people by their chasanas, what they do is they bench after the first dance and they eat the main meal and then they bench, then they do the second dance. And that takes care of this issue. Test. Which is exactly what we just had on the lady shit. If you were avar and you left your place before you said birchas hamazon, if you have a little bread where you are, yoichol sham, eat it there. You don't need to say the bracha b'amotzi. We're in mem dalid tests for the right. Yivarech achar kach birchas hamazon sham, and then you make the birchas hamazon in your new location. V'mein lo sham pas klal. And if you don't have bread, then tzarach lachsel lemakayim elavarch. You have to go back to your original place. And if you're so far away that there's a chashash that it's already going to be, meaning you have to drive a half hour to get back to the place. Then you baruch b'makom shusham. Then you make the bracha where you are. All right. So this, it's interesting. Like you ate in a restaurant and then you left. Then you realize you didn't bench. Now you go into the restaurant and it's full. So what do? What do you bench? You ask them, you pull up a chair in your old spot and with people are sitting there. So yeah, I don't know. You'd be Shabbos Shechol Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov Chalamayit. Shabbos that's Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov Chalamayit. I'm Tchila Ritzei. First you say Ritzei. V'achakach Yalav V'yavoy. V'nei Shabbos Toder U'muktosh Yoyse Mehem. First comes Ritzei, and then Yalav Yavi, because it's Tadr, and it's more Chashav Shabbos. Yud Aleph, Mish Shokel, when Sabbat Lai, and Berach Berachas HaMazon. Let's say somebody is Masupik, if he said Berachas HaMazon, Oilai, Imhu Soveya, if he's full, does Berachas HaMazon, Deraisa, like we mentioned before, Tzarech Levarach Pam Shein, is you have to make another Brach. V'chein Im Nird, because it's Sovek Deraisa, L'chumro. V'chein Im Nirdam B'Sheina, Be'emtze Berachas HaMazon. If you fall into a deep sleep, in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, when you wake up, you have no idea where you stopped in the Birchas HaMazon. Then you have to go back to the beginning, because again, it's a Sovek D'Oraisa. So that's if you're full. But a woman who's Mesupik, if she made Birchas HaMazon, she does not need to bench again. That's because, and that's a big machlokes though, because the Shaila is, are women chayav to bench mid D'Oraisa or not? So, of course, what's the Eitzah? She should wash again and eat, or have somebody have her in mind when they bench. On Yud Beis, Tov B'Shabbos Lo Yom Ritzayah B'Yom Tov Lo Yom Yal V'Yavei Lo Tzimim, a mistake, and you didn't say it. So Im Nizkar Kadim Shehizkar Hashem Min Abrocha Shel Baruch Atah Hashem B'Ani Barachu Yerushalayim. Let's say you remembered before Baruch Atah Hashem. So Aimer Sham Ritzayah Yal V'Yavei V'Achakav Uvenei. Avolim Lo Nizkar Ad Lachat Shehizkar Hashem. So, but if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then it's too late. So then, Masayim as a bracha by neighbor, Rachamar Yishalayim, Amen. The Yom Rasham, the Shabbos, and then there you make the extra bracha for Shabbos, which is Baruch Ata Hashem, Alekinam Al Chalom, Hashem Nasan Shabbos, the Menuchalam, Yisrael, Bahav, Elois, the Bris, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos. But the Yom Tif, Yom Rasham, Baruch Ata Hashem, Alekinam Al Chalom, Hashem Nasan, Yom Tov, Lama, Yisrael, Lassas, and Lassinchus, Yom Chag, Koyni Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. In Bechamuchal Yom Tov B'Shabbos B'Shavuot would say B'Gam Yal V'Yavai Omer Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kinu Melachilam Hashem Nasan L'Shabbos Yisrael Menuchu Lam Yisrael B'Av L'Ois V'Lebris V'Yom Tov M'Lusasim V'Simchas Yom Chag Pleni Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azman V'Im Omer Ritzei V'Loi Omer Yal V'Yavai Omer Kamay B'Yom Tov V'Vad. If you only said Ritzei but you forgot that it was Yom Tov, then you only say the Yom Tov version. V'Im Omer Yal V'Yavai V'Loi Ritzei Omer Kamay B'Shabbos V'Vad. Which is very interesting, because you have to really, usually, at least by me, it's not that much time to remember. Meaning, from Uvenei Yerushalayim Erakadosh from every minute. And then, so then if you remember, so then you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavi then. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you just say Bani Baruch Yerushalayim, and then you say these brachas. But usually, you don't remember for a minute later. So then I don't know how, I mean, the benchers all have these brachas. But I don't know how often it is, because once you start with the next bracha, then it's too late, which he says now in Yud Gimel. Im loy nizkar ad lacha shehiskal habracha shel acharav. If you don't remember until you started the bracha after this, shehi baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam hakel avinu, then afilu lo yamar rak tevas baruch bilvad. Once you say baruch, shuv ein loy takana, then you're done. Bebirchas Hashem nosan, that bracha that we learned in the previous sif, and lechein im hu. If the two first meals of the day for Yom Tov and for Shabbos, you have to go back to the Rosh Pichas HaMazon. All right? The only question is, why can't you say, if all you said is the word Baruch from the next Baracha, so then why not just say Baruch of the previous Brachas, which there are Shitas that say that. That you could do that. But it seems like that's not the popular psak. Certainly the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not going there. Why not? Right? The bracha, all you said was Baruch Atah Hashem. Good. You planned on saying Hakel Avinu. But why not just start with Asher Nasan Shabbos Yisrael Menucha, etc. So, okay, we know that Baruch Atah Hashem has to have the proper kavana. So, maybe that's what it is. But there are shitas that are mekel that you could do that. Fine. Because Shaloi Amar Adayin Baruch Ata Hashem Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha Kadei Shaloi Teilev Atala. But let's say you didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem. So all you said was Baruch Ata. Then say, and no, I'm sorry. You said Baruch Ata Hashem. You didn't. Right. All you said is Baruch Ata Hashem. Then you say Lamdeni Chukecha Kadei Shaloi Teilev Atala. Lamdeni Chukecha, like we learned. I don't know. We learned this a while ago. That Lamdeni Baruch Ata Hashem. Lamdeni Chukecha is a Baruch is a pasuk in Tehillim. So when you said Baruch Ata Hashem, then you say Lamdeni Chukecha, that means you just said a pasuk and tell him, because you're allowed to say Hashem's name. And after that, you go back to Birchas HaMazon. But in Suda Shlishis, in Suda Shlishis, where you're not required to specifically eat bread, because you can be Yom Tov, Birchas HaMazon, it's not a Chayvus HaYom, because you don't have to eat those meals. You don't go back to the beginning. You just finish Birchas HaMazon now. Meaning, Shalashudis, so we're saying you don't have to repeat Ritzei or Yalav Yavai if you got it at Shalashudis. Okay, so maybe what about this bracha? If you remember right after Bayne Barachu Shalom Amen, should you say this bracha? You say, no, I'm not really, I don't have to repeat it, say, so maybe I shouldn't say the bracha, but that's not, no, then you should make this bracha. Then you are mechuyev to be masakan, and even with many sudas that you eat. Right. So again, just maybe I was a little unclear about that. You don't repeat by, if you forget, the first two meals on Shabbos and Yom Tov are requirements. So therefore, since anytime you have a requirement, if you forget Ritzei or Yalva Yava, you have to go back. Any meal after that is not a pure requirement. So therefore, you don't repeat Ritzei or Yalva Yava. But if you remember when you could still slot in this bracha, after Bani Barachu Yishlamim, then you should slot in this bracha, even though you wouldn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon if you forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yava. Right? Okay, you said to Yudalit, including Yudalit? Or just, I'll talk slowly.
No, Yud Gimel. I got it. Yud Gimel.
All right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. That's enough tonight then. It's never enough. But anyways, everybody should have a good Vach and a good Yar.